Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, August 13th. I'm Pim Fox. Coming up, our top stories today are: consumers remain cautious about spending as COVID-19 and its variants ripple through the U.S. economy. The Walt Disney Company posted profits and revenue that exceeded analyst estimates, along with higher-than-expected streaming growth. And chip stocks falter after Morgan Stanley forecast the end to the semiconductor memory cycle. U.S. shoppers have savings to spend, but it looks as if they are holding on to their cash. That's according to a new credit card survey from B of A Securities. Total card spending fell more than 1% in July, and pulling out auto sales, spending was even lower, down nearly 2.5%. There are two main reasons for the decline, according to B of A economist Michelle Meyer. Online retail sales were lower due to the timing of Prime Day promotions, which are usually in mid-July. And second, services spending is failing to offset the weakening purchases of goods. The report reveals that the biggest deceleration continues to be in spending on airfare, which reflects concerns over the Delta variant. At the same time, durable goods spending on items such as electronics, furniture, and home improvements weakened. Additionally, Meyer says spending on services tends to be less cyclical, while non-durable goods spending continues to run at pace. Also holding back spending is the uneven recovery in major urban areas such as New York, Chicago, and San Francisco, compared to Sunbelt states and less populated areas. That's according to Naveen Jaggi, president of retail advisory firm JLL. Also, he told Forbes that companies are now slowing their return to in-office attendance, further postponing the revival of in-store shopping habits. Rising food prices may also be holding back spending. For example, Tyson Foods warned that it is passing on higher costs to customers, indicating higher restaurant checks yet to come. Growth in July's producer prices exceeded estimates, underscoring rising input costs. Shares of the Walt Disney Company gained more than 0.5% in Thursday's trade after reporting third-quarter results that topped analyst estimates for profits and revenues. Disney said its parks were profitable for the first time since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, while CFO Christine McCarthy told investors that per capita spending at both Disney World and Disneyland were up significantly compared to the same period in 2019. The company also reported a jump in streaming subscribers for Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu. And the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index fell by more than 1% compared to a 0.6% gain in the broader tech sector. The drop in chip stocks came after a cautious note from Morgan Stanley forecasting the conclusion of the memory cycle, while also downgrading shares of Micron. Micron competitor Intel also traded lower. In other news, the FDA cleared COVID-19 booster shots from Pfizer and Moderna for certain immunocompromised people as part of wider efforts to stymie the spread of the Delta variant. Home prices in the second quarter continue to rise throughout the United States. The National Association of Realtors said median prices rose by more than 10% from a year earlier in nearly all the areas it surveys. And the Ford Bronco rollout has hit a production snag. The automaker halted delivery of some models of the SUV because of issues related to flaws in the vehicle's roofs. Airbnb reported strong growth in gross bookings, beating estimates, and said that Q3 looks to be a record quarter for revenue. And in digital currencies, the Valkyrie Bitcoin Strategy ETF has filed with the SEC, seeking to join the ranks of publicly traded vehicles that put money to work using exchange-traded futures contracts on Bitcoin. The Valkyrie Bitcoin Strategy ETF will be actively managed and is looking to mimic the approach of other Bitcoin-holding funds, such as those offered by Invesco, ProShares, and VanEck, all of which have filed plans to launch Bitcoin Strategy ETFs. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. equity futures are pointing to a higher open, with Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures all in the green by less than 0.5%. Stocks in Asia closed mostly lower, while European shares are trading higher. Crude oil slipped 0.2% to $68.97 a barrel. Gold climbed 0.5% to $1,760 an ounce, and Bitcoin rose 2% to over $46,000. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell 2 bips to 1.346%. On today's economic calendar, at 10 a.m. Eastern, the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Report for August is scheduled to be released. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.